Turning now to the latest portfolio moves from billionaire investor Bill Ackman, we see significant activity coming out of Pershing Square's comprehensive second quarter report. Bill Ackman has officially re-entered as a Netflix shareholder, marking his second stint with the streaming giant following a brief three-month holding period back in 2022. During his initial trade, Ackman exited at an estimated $400 million loss after subscriber growth stalled and the stock tumbled by roughly 75% from its peak, famously calling the company too unpredictable for his concentrated portfolio. However, his new Q2 report details a renewed thesis alongside six total new holdings, which notably include MasterCard and S&P Global. Market analysts and commentators like Joseph Carlson have pointed out fascinating parallels, given that many of these newly acquired giants, including Netflix, Meta, Google, Microsoft, Amazon, MasterCard, and S&P Global, were already core positions held long before Ackman's fresh buy-in. Ackman's updated filings provide deep valuation frameworks and five-year earnings per share growth projections, prompting extensive retail and institutional debate over whether the market underappreciates Netflix's ongoing monetization of ad tiers, password-sharing crackdowns, and gaming integration. Shifting gears to macro investment philosophy, veteran market observers like Sven Carlin have recently sparked intense discussions across financial communities regarding risk management for younger demographics. Carlin pushes back against the conventional wisdom that investors in their 20s can simply stomach immense volatility just because they have a longer time horizon to recover. Citing historical wreckage such as the Nasdaq's 72% collapse from 2000 to 2002, and the prolonged stagnation stretching toward 2009, the argument underscores that when catastrophic risks materialize, the resulting value destruction can permanently derail a compounding journey. Investors are repeatedly reminded of foundational value investing tenets, prioritizing owner earnings, steady dividend accumulation, and rigorous downside protection over speculative high beta plays. Finally, turning to the latest macroeconomic data and government releases, recent consumer price index reports show headline inflation ticking down to 3.4% for July, driven largely by drops in energy, gasoline, and slight cooldowns in food and shelter components. However, independent market commentators and fiscal analysts have voiced severe skepticism regarding these official government figures, pointing out a troubling disparity. With wage growth reported at 3.2%, the average American is technically experiencing a negative real purchasing power adjustment, falling behind the cost of living. Furthermore, comparisons to broader monetary metrics, such as the M2 money supply expanding at a rate of 7.2%, suggest that true inflation pressures remain significantly higher than official government statistics imply. This disconnect carries massive downstream implications for the upcoming 75 million Social Security beneficiaries whose cost of living adjustments for the upcoming year will rely heavily on these compressed third quarter data points. Meanwhile, shifting expectations surrounding Federal Reserve policy indicate that cooling labor markets and these tamer inflation prints have dramatically altered interest rate probabilities for the upcoming September meeting, reducing the likelihood of aggressive monetary tightening and driving notable short-term positioning gains across private investor portfolios. That concludes your stock news briefing for today. Thank you for listening, and happy trading.